I just want to just go back to your early days and how you kind of got started in the fitness industry.
Yeah, basically, well, I was kind of an athlete in high school, so I actually had an injury, a knee injury, and it got me on the track to being interested in physical therapy. I went through physical therapy, and kind of that was kind of my introduction to the industry, I guess, as a rehab patient. And you know, when I went to college, I was studying basically the pre-physical therapy, pre-med track, and was working for money through college at a gym, and was also getting into bodybuilding at that time. And the owner basically was like, "Hey, you're studying this stuff in college. You know, you're working here. I'd love to pay for your training certification and get you started training clients out of my gym here." And that's kind of how I got the start, and never looked back. Kind of, I was going to go to PT school, but the training business had taken off by then. And I realized after a couple internships that I liked working more with the whole person rather than just a body part. So I just kind of ran with it ever since. And wow. Now, 15 years later.
Yeah, it looks like it's doing well for you, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah. What are some of your, like, I guess, core nutritional and fitness beliefs then? I mean, are you like a HIIT kind of guy, or what is your main beliefs?
Oh, in terms of nutrition, basically, I can sum up my entire approach. It's basically three phases that I think people need to get right. One is just optimizing food choices, and for that I use kind of depends on the person. So if someone's a little more sedentary, doesn't do a lot of activity, I favor more of a paleo type approach, which is basically kind of, for people who aren't familiar with that, it's a caveman approach to nutrition. It's basically just simplifies it. Cut out refined foods, eat more real natural foods, and it'll take you 90% of the way. For someone who's more active and does more like you said, high-intensity training, strength training intervals, I favor just adding back some starch to that template, which ends up looking what I call of more of a Japanese village-style diet, which is basically the same thing, fish, proteins, vegetables, whole fruit, with a little bit of starch coming from potatoes or rice. So kind of, I focus on food choices first with most people. And then the second thing is more getting into like diet numbers and calorie counting, usually more for advanced demographics. I kind of work on templates for them, at that point. And then the third is find a sustainable diet structure, which to me, there's a lot of myths in the industry about, what is necessary to lose weight and get lean. We all think we have to hit these six small meals and starve at night, which is, when you look at the science, is completely untrue and false. We can use a more sustainable diet structure that fits in with our natural social patterns, like the three meals a day, or like eating more at night, or intermittent fasting protocols. It's kind of integrating that. Sounds a lot confusing, but it's really just eat more real foods, eat the right calories based on your activity levels, and then find a diet structure that you can actually stick to. And that's the overall approach I take with nutrition.
No, man, that makes complete sense to me. You got to make it at least halfway convenient, or else nobody's ever going to stick to it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
What about your fitness beliefs? Like when it comes to exercising and workouts, what's your go-to thing?
Sure. Well, one thing I hate saying it as a trainer, but it's also why I have spent the majority of my continuing education on nutrition, is that your nutrition plan is by far the most important thing you can do for health, for physique, for losing weight, for anything. So I always tell people, a lot of people could reach a healthy body weight, you know, really busy professionals, if they're currently sedentary and overweight, a lot of them could reach a natural body weight with just a good nutrition plan and maybe some daily walking. No formal exercise necessary. People are shocked when they hear that, and they're shocked even more when they hear a trainer say that. But a lot of times I'll turn people away and say, "Hey, you're not ready to train with me yet. You don't need to train with me yet."
Yeah.
all you need to do is improve your diet and walk daily, and you'll, I mean, I've had people, I've gone into corporate wellness programs and have people lose 100 pounds.
Wow.
With that alone, with basically just saying, hey, I started walking every day for 45 minutes, and, you know, it's not even a formal exercise session. I'll go just on a lunch break, or, you know, at home, you know, walk with the kids for an hour and focus on improving food choices, 100 pounds, they'll lose 100 pounds, you know. So it's really that's the core of my belief. It's always focused on nutrition first. But once you get into more training and say, hey, I want to look great at the beach and in my bikini and board shorts and stuff like that, I personally focus on strength training, on basic strength training. So either body weight exercises or free weight exercises. I focus on strength training first, or nutrition first, strength training second, and then like walking as an additional activity. Very rarely do I focus on cardio type activities, even with women, if their primary goal is to look a certain way.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's I kind of agree with you on that. I feel like, you know, 75% of your six pack's made in the kitchen, and the other 25% might be through the gym.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I learned that lesson the hard way, honestly. You know, because when I graduated college, I had studied kinesiology, and I was an athlete myself, and I was, you know, I was just getting into bodybuilding, so I was more performance athlete at that point. I'm like, you know what? It's all about training. It's all about how hard you train. I'm going to design the best training programs to get people these results. And it turns out that, you know, most of my clients in the beginning were just busy professionals. They weren't looking to be professional athletes. They just wanted to lose some weight and get healthier. And I realized my training programs, even the greatest ones, weren't really doing that much until I got them focused on their nutrition plans. And then that's when their results started to take off. So it's one of those things I try to repeat as much as possible, not to sound like a broken record, but it took me years for it to sink in, and I'm a professional, right? So I try to repeat it whenever I can, you know what I mean?
Yeah, save people a lot of time figuring that out.
Yeah. But I think it also opens it up to efficiency, because we're all busy these days, right? So whether you're a busy professional or you're a stay-at-home mom, I mean, I just got back from Hawaii, and my wife's sister is a mom, and her day is more hectic than a busy professional's, right? It's all about efficiency. And to me, if you focus on nutrition first, you don't have to spend, you know, 12 hours a week in the gym to get results. You can do a couple strength training sessions a week and walk as an errand, and you can get phenomenal results with a sustainable and reasonable plan, which is what I try to get people to focus on. A lot of times we get caught up in, hey, you know, I'm going to do this hardcore for 30 days, and, you know, but then what's going to happen, right? So you want to, I always tell people from the bat, start off with a plan that's kind of not a quick fix. That's something you're looking to sustain as a lifestyle plan, and you'll get much better long-term results that way.
Yeah, man, I that's awesome. I agree with that completely.